Hello, I'm Richard from Veg Grab Podcast. This is episode 89, and it is the 7th of November 2016, and I'm titling this episode How I Grow Sweet Potatoes, for reasons coming up that I will discuss later on in the show. I'm hoping that as you listen to this show, I've got a bit of background noise again, like I did last week, and a few other additions. I was really impressed with how last week's one went. Slight few things I could have adjusted, but hey, it's progress. So today I'm going to start with just discussing at home, actually, because Saturday, with the dark nights in the evenings, I'm not getting so much time to do any gardening. But come at home, come Saturday, I had a decent day out in the garden. I dug up the sweet potatoes that were growing there, and they were pretty poor. I think I had one just about. The rest were just little thin strips. But basically, a pretty poor harvest. That was basically in part due to the fact that the chickens had bit into it. The chickens had bitten the leaves, they had dug it up, they had done quite a bit of stuff that I didn't really want them to do. But needless to say, they didn't grow very well. So that's been a learning curve. What I would do next year if I was to grow sweet potatoes at home was get them in bottomless pots and try and fence them off so the chickens can't get to them. But that's been a learning curve. Like so much this year at home has been learning on how to deal with the allotment with the chickens. The okra, actually, that's the same story. I had no okra at all. And again, that's because the chickens have been digging them up and scratching around the bases, eating the leaves. So it wasn't a great result, if I'm honest. There. However, I still got sweet potatoes growing in the greenhouse. The tomatoes are still growing well, but in fact, once I've recorded this, I will be removing the tomatoes off the plants so I don't lose them. Same with the chilies. More on that next week, and a bit later, actually. After that, I've been in the potting shed and I've sown some broad beans and some peas and some sweet peas. Won't talk much about the sweet peas, but the broad beans and the peas, the peas are a fresh packet because the peas I sown a few weeks ago haven't done anything, and they were an old packet, so I didn't think they'd be worth continuing, so I got rid of them. That being said, the broad beans and everything, it's November, so these will be overwintered and eventually make their way down to the allotment. Okay, talking of the allotment, went down there Sunday, and I have to admit, when I drove up there, I wasn't expecting what I saw. The first thing I saw was that the sweet potato and the tomato plants had all gone brown. They'd been hit by a frost. I think it was Friday night we had a frost, but I haven't had one at home. But the allotment's less than half a mile as the crow flies. And that obviously got hit by a frost, and that blackened the sweet potato foliage, which is exactly what I want, because that indicates that the plants are ready. The same as the tomatoes, that they've been hit by a frost, and they had died back, so I've lifted them up, and they will be, I cut off the tomatoes, lifted up the tomato plants, and the green tomatoes will try and ripen at home. The sweet potatoes, I set about digging those out, and they were really good, actually. There was three varieties, and the labels managed to stay in these. The first one was a variety called Beauregard. There was a kilo of these, which pretty good. They're a bit twisted and what have you, but a kilo is still a kilo in my book. I can't complain about that. The second variety was a variety called Burgundy, and it was about 3/4 of a kilo. These were a much bigger and easier to peel than the Bjørgaard. And they looked really good, actually. And the second was Bonita, and there was actually 1.25 kilos of these. These are a white-fleshed one. And like the Burgundy, these are fairly large, reasonably easy to look, reasonably easy to peel. So, all in all, 3 kilos of sweet potatoes of various varieties. I'm really happy with that. In fact, if you look at the featured image today, it will be a photo of all 3 drying on the worktop after being washed off and what have you. I did take pictures and put them on Instagram, if you've looked on Instagram. Again, that's a good place if you want to see photos. I'll put a few photos up there and what have you. Anyway, yeah, so 3 kilos of sweet potatoes, which is why in a bit I'll be talking about how I grow sweet potatoes. By far, these have been the best sweet potatoes I've grown. And I've still got the ones in the greenhouse to go, which wait and see how they do. Okay, so after doing the digging up the sweet potatoes, I spent a bit of time just doing a little bit of weeding, trying to get that back and strip in. I dug up a couple of carrots, and they had evidence of carrot root fly and maggots. So they're still edible. We'll just cut away the bad stuff. But that'll go, that's for next year. I've got to remember that carrot root fly may well be a problem. Therefore, I need to put up some netting or something to try and protect it. After that, I dug up a parsnip, only the one, and I'm really happy with it. It was, I weighed it, it was about 0.5 kilo, if I remember right. Decent size, quite nice and large. It was quite tough when we ate it, actually, but I probably needed longer to cook. But yeah, I really can't complain about that. It was nice and big and what have you. I then set to clearing out, yet again, it was the B&P bed, and it's going to be the shallots bed. I was basically digging it over, trying to get more of these damn roots out. And I got quite a few out. Spent about an hour digging it over. So next week I'm planning on filling out horse manure. I'm probably going to give it one more dig over, just make sure. Lay some cardboard down, then horse manure. Give it a week to settle, then plant my shallots. Things are moving on. Things are getting there. And hopefully next week I'll be able to build another bed and what have you. Anyway, more on that next week. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Talking actually of the allotment, I still haven't heard anything from council, so it's still up in the air if I'm keeping it or not. But I'm quietly confident, but we shall see. We shall absolutely see. Okay, so let's get on with talking about how I grow sweet potatoes. Now, I've grown these for a few years now. I normally buy in sweet potato slips from somewhere or another, the garden centre or Thompson and Morgan. Garden centres normally sell them in single pots, singly, but I think it was Sutton's, one of the two. I ordered from about 2 years ago, and because they weren't happy with the result, with what they didn't send it out, they refunded my money and then sent it back to me, and then sent some out the following year free of charge, which I was blown away. Now, sweet potatoes, roasted, mashed, baked or fried, they make a really delicious alternative to spuds, or normal potatoes. They're quite popular at the moment, and I believe they're actually quite a bit healthier. They're traditionally grown in warmer climates, but there are hardier cultivators that are coming through to the UK, such as the 3 that I've talked about already. The sweet potato isn't really a potato. It's definitely a root vegetable from the same flowering climber family, the Apomia family, which includes things like morning glory and tomatoes. And in fact, the The plant itself, it grows quite vigorous, spreading everywhere. And it creates, especially this year, I found it, a really good sort of cover, to basically stop sun getting to the soil and germinating weeds. So it's really good for that. I have heard that you can actually eat leaves, but I'm not sure on that. So sweet potatoes are, as I said, they're normally grown from slips. Now there are ways of creating your own slips, but I've not done this, so I'm not going to sit here and try and talk how to do it. Instead, if you, there's millions and millions of how-tos on the internet if you're really interested in it. I'm sticking with buying my own from the time being, from garden centres and what have you, and Sutton's again after what happened this last time. And basically these slips, they're just like a bit of a cutting almost that's been of a sweet potato plant that's got a few roots trying to grow. They're pretty good. So when you get those, you want to pot them on straight away. They're not hardy, so they need protection in the warm. Some are frost free at about 3 weeks and they're established, and then you want to pot them up until you're ready to pot them out. Just ordinary multi-purpose compost will do, nothing too particular. Now, because they do need somewhere warm, you know, they're 21 to 26 with plenty of space. That's 21 to 26 degrees C, that is. And their long stems need plenty of space with a very vigorous growth habit. They are best in a greenhouse. And I can vouch for that because they are doing amazingly well, although I haven't seen what's under the soil yet. Haven't got a greenhouse, try cloches or something, or even get a black bucket, cut the bottom out, pot that in the soil, and pot some black plastic around and try planting through the black plastic just to warm them up and keep them warm. They want full sun, well drained. They're not particularly fussy about acidity, but they do prefer acid or neutral. I would also add that this year down the allotment, mine, I'd put in rotted horse manure, and that obviously retains the moisture while being just said the word I'm looking for. Well drained, that's it. So yeah, they can grow outside, you know, without any real protection. Probably in about May, June time, nearer June, plant them out if you haven't got a greenhouse or any way to get them indoors. And they do okay. Just give them full sun. You want about 30 centimeters in between each plant and 75 centimeters between each row. So a fair bit of space, but it's not a huge problem. You could grow them in containers or potato bags, just like normal potatoes, which is something I may do next year as well. Now, once they're grown, they need and established in the ground, they need watering quite regularly. If you're growing them undercover, give them a bit of ventilation as well. It'll help them out. And a bit of fertiliser every 2 or 3 weeks. I use my wormery fertiliser, and it does well. There's no problems with that. You may need to pinch out the vigorous growth if it's getting too much up, rather than dragging them on the ground. I can't say I notice any difference, but if that's how you feel, then fine. Sweet potatoes are ready after about 12 to 16 weeks. They say late summer. The stem will turn yellow and die back. But the first frost will kill that off. And then lift them with a fork, try not to bruise them or stab through them, which is what I done quite a bit on Sunday when I was picking them up. But that's fine, they got used that night. After harvesting, they will store for several months cuts if the skin is cured properly. So you lay them out in the sun for a few hours immediately after harvesting them, and then move them to a warm, humid place for 10 days, such as a greenhouse. And once the skin has cured, they can be stored in a cooler conditions, provided they are kept dry. So that's how I've grown sweet potatoes. Fairly easy, fairly decent, and you can't really complain about it, really. So, yeah, if you're interested in growing sweet potatoes, go for it next year. I may try and get an Amazon link up on this show notes or onto Saturn's or something. I'm not sure how I can do that, but anyway, I'll see what I can do. So, that'll be it for this week. I've gone up past 15 minutes, so a fairly long one compared to recent ones, but I'm not complaining. Hopefully this is sounding good for you guys. Let me know what you think, as always. There'll be a video coming out on Thursday as normal, and I'm hoping in the future to do a recipe each week of some description and try and beef that up. Anyway, so thank you for listening. This has been Richard from Veg Grower Podcast. Any comments, let me know in the notes below. If you want to contact me directly, it's richard@theveggrowerpodcast.com, and I'd love to hear from you, I really would. So thank you, and goodbye.